You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
So how is she?
She's doing fine.
Really?
She's certainly a lot happier now she's in hospital.
She's been there all night. Aren't the staff worried?
Well, they're not surprised. All those months of not eating properly was bound to have some effect on her physical strength.
Oh, she must be emotionally drained too, after all she's been through. I should be there!
She's getting the best care possible.
Even given her circumstances?
Doesn't make any difference. The staff don't like the guards being there any more than we do.
But a long labour. Surely the strain's bound to raise her blood pressure. Then we'll be in the same nightmare as last time, Peggy.
No, we won't. She's in hospital and being very closely monitored.
You're right, of course. Anyway, you'd better get back to Tony.
Yes, he could do with a break.
You must both be shattered.
Oh, you know me. Tough as old boots.
Yes.
And don't worry, Pat. Helen will be fine too.
Yes. Well, thank you for phoning. Give them both my love.
Of course. And we'll keep you posted.
Thank you. Oh, God. Oh, God. Peggy, has something happened?
No, sorry, Pat, it's only me.
Oh, Kirsty.
Do you need me to get off the line?
No. I've just been speaking to Peggy and I thought... No, but that's fine. It's lovely to hear from you.
I know it's very early, but I couldn't sleep.
None of us can.
I can't stop thinking about Helen. So far away, surrounded by strangers.
I know. Oh, Kirsty, I should be there. I should be there!
Still engaged.
Oh, dear. Do you think something's happened?
No, I think Pat's taken the phone off the hook.
Well, have you tried her mobile?
Of course. Just go straight to voicemail.
Well, I could go round later. Henry was saying that he wants his train set, and that's still at Bridge Farm.
Oh, I can't wait that long. I'm going to ring the hospital.
No, I don't think that's a good idea.
Well, why not? I'm the child's father. I should have some rights.
Well, how could you prove that over the phone? For all you know, any calls about Helen have to be passed through the prison officers first.
Oh, this is a nightmare. My son. Coming into the world surrounded by armed guards.
Well, I don't suppose they're armed.
Well, they should be. Look what that woman's brought me to.
I know, Robert, I know.
My son spending the first months of his life in prison.
But we can contest that as soon as the baby's born safely.
If he is.
Oh, please, don't say that.
Danger that woman has put my child in.
Everyone will be doing all they can to protect the baby.
Yeah, well, it's a pity his mother didn't. I knew this would happen. I knew it.
Please, Robert, you must stay calm.
This is exactly what I was trying to prevent all along.
Oh, you did your best.
But she had to thwart me every step of the way.
I know.
Defying me was more important than the future of her own child. How twisted can you get?
But you can put all that right. Protect the baby and Henry too.
Well, at least she's shown herself in her true colours now. She's not fit to look after children.
Grandma Ursula, Daddy.
Henry, you should be in bed.
I had a bad dream about Mummy.
Oh, you don't need to worry about Mummy, Henry. And you'll have a little baby brother to play with soon.
Gran.
Yes, I'm here. What is it, dear?
Where's Dad?
Gone to phone your mum.
She should be here.
I know, love, I know.
It's my fault she isn't.
Of course it's not.
It is. Everything's my fault.
Now you mustn't think like that. It's not doing you or the baby any good.
I've let him down.
No, you haven't.
It's going to be like last time, I just know it is.
It's not.
Then why do they want to check my blood pressure again so soon after the last time?
It's just a precaution. It shows how well they're looking after you.
No, it's going to be like last time. Only this time the baby will die.
Helen, stop this.
Perhaps I'll die too. Perhaps that would be best for everyone.
Now that's just silly. You're tired. Once the baby's born, you'll feel very different.
It's happening again, Gran, I'm sure. My face feels puffy. Does it look like that to you?
It's so hot in here. I suppose either of us are looking our best. Maybe I will just ring for the midwife.
I suppose we might as well do this now.
Keeps us occupied.
The place is a bit of a tip.
You've had more important things on your mind.
Yes, but it's Henry's access day tomorrow. I don't want to give Ursula any ammunition.
Oh, don't worry about her.
I have to, don't I? She's bringing up my grandchild. Oh, it's such a mess, Kirsty. It's such a mess.
And all thanks to Rob Titchener.
Oh, but I let him do it. I stood by and let him do it. Oh,
you can't blame yourself, Pat.
But I do. When Helen gave up her job to look after Henry and Rob full-time, I knew something was wrong. Then I should have known that man had manipulated her.
Helen made her own choices. Well, she used to.
That's what I thought. If she'd married him, my independent Helen, he must be special.
Oh, he was special, all right. An expert in pulling the wool over people's eyes. They say psychopaths are charming.
But I was so close. Why couldn't I see?
Because Helen wasn't letting you. He made sure of that.
I thought that proved how close they were. She was happy. She didn't need me to protect her anymore. I shall never forgive myself.
You're not the only one.
You've got nothing to reproach yourself with.
Oh, I have.
No. You were her lifeline. I know she worried after what happened with you and Tom, if you could ever be friends again.
Yeah, I know. And at first I honestly thought we couldn't be, Pat.
Yes, but when it really mattered, you didn't let that get in the way.
Oh, I did. Really, I did. It stopped me talking to Tom about what I thought was going on.
Well, that's hardly surprising.
I should have put Helen first. If only we'd shared what we both suspected, then this...
Oh, at last. That must be Tony. Oh. Oh, could you answer the door?
Yeah, of course.
Hello, love.
Oh, Ursula.
Yes. Henry's been asking for his train set.
Oh, it's Ursula.
Okay, I'll just take this and I'll be right out.
Is that the hospital?
I've no idea.
Rob hasn't been able to get in touch with Pat.
What a pity.
Oh, don't worry, I won't stay long. I don't like to leave Robert on his own.
We don't like him being on his own with Henry.
He can cope. He's being very brave.
Brave?
Well, considering what's happened to him.
Ursula, you're welcome to wait for Pat, but I really don't want to have any kind of conversation with you.
Nor I with you. But there is such a thing as politeness.
I think we've gone way beyond social niceties.
Clearly some of us have. Yes, this is a charming room when it's tidy, isn't it?
I'm glad you approve.
You've been giving Pat a helping hand, I suppose. You two seem to have got very close.
We always were.
Very magnanimous of you after the way her son humiliated you. I should have thought you'd have wanted nothing to do with the entire family.
Would you? Well, it's a good thing I couldn't care less what you think.
Gives you something in common with Robert.
I'm sorry?
Having your life wrecked by one of Pat's children. Oh, Pat, any news?
Pat, what's the matter? What's happened?
Helen's blood pressure went up. The preeclampsia came back.
Oh, no.
The baby's heart rate dropped.
What? Is he in danger?
I don't know. They've just taken her for an emergency caesarean.
How is he?
Well, I could see he was too tired to eat. We'll give him his lunch later. Oh, you've hardly touched yours.
How can I eat? My son might be in intensive care.
No, don't even think about it. That's not going to happen.
But it might. Evil bitch.
Robert, no need for that.
Well, I don't know what else to call her. Why did I ever get involved with her? Or her ghastly family?
A question I've asked myself a lot over the last few months.
It's only thanks to me that their pathetic little farm is still a going concern.
Yes, their ingratitude takes one's breath away.
After all I've done for them, they treat me like this.
It's unforgivable.
The baby must be born by now.
It's certainly been long enough.
They're just not telling me. Out of spite. Well, I'm not having it. I'm going round there.
Now, don't be foolish. It's not going to help the baby if...
Well, don't just stand there, Mother. Answer it.
Helen, love, are you awake?
Oh, Gran. Where am I?
In the recovery room. You had to have an operation, remember?
Yes. Dad, where's Dad?
He's gone to tell your mother the good news.
Good news?
About the baby. He's fine. In fact, he's absolutely perfect. Fast asleep in that cot.
Oh, yes.
Yes, your beautiful baby boy. You can hold him later when you've had a rest.
Hold him?
Yes, it's quite safe. I told you, he's perfectly healthy. Nothing wrong with him at all.
Isn't there?
No. You mustn't worry. You both did so well.
Did we?
Yes. He's all right, and you're all right. In fact, everything's all right.
No. It's not. It's not, Gran. It's not.
I can't believe you had this squirreled away.
I knew we'd have something to celebrate.
We certainly do.
Yes. Now, to the new generation of the Titchener family. Cheers.
Cheers. Still can't quite take it in. I have a son.
You do indeed.
Against all the odds, despite everything that woman could do to me. He's here.
I told you everything would be all right.
It's all been worth it. I can't wait to see him. Gideon.
Gideon? You didn't tell me you were thinking of calling him Gideon?
Well, I wanted it to be a surprise for you. Are you pleased?
Oh, of course I am. You know how much my father meant to me.
Me too. If my son grows up to be half the man my grandfather was.
He will. We'll see to that. I think this calls for another toast, don't you?
Yes. To my son. To Gideon Robert Titchener.
He's so beautiful, Pat. I could look at him for hours. You forget how tiny they are.
I wish I could see him.
I'll be able to send you a picture soon.
Well, I thought you weren't allowed to take any.
No, but the manager of the mother and baby unit can take some with their camera, and she's coming in this morning.
Oh, well, that's something.
She'll be able to email them to us.
It's even more frustrating not being able to visit now. The baby's nearly 2 days old.
Pat, he's got your little toy rabbit in his cot with him.
Helen put it there. Oh, I'm so glad.
Well, she asked me to do it. She's still very tired.
That's not surprising. But now she's got the baby. Look, has she thought of a name yet? We can't keep calling him the baby.
No, not yet. Anyway, how are you? You must be exhausted too.
Oh, I'm all right. Don't need to worry about me.
You're still planning to reopen the shop on Friday?
We wanted to stick to the schedule. I thought Helen would be pleased to hear that.
Oh, yes. I'm afraid I don't think we'll be back to help, though. I'm not sure when they're being transferred.
Oh, we'll cope. Kirsty's offered to do some shifts in the shop till we get things straight.
She's a treasure, that girl.
She is. If she hadn't been here when I got the news about the caesarean, well, I don't know what I'd have done.
I don't suppose Ursula was much support.
No. Still, at least she brought Henry round quite promptly yesterday. You can tell Helen he had a good day with us.
Did he?
I hope so. He's still so confused, poor lamb.
Well, that's hardly surprising.
He seems to think the baby will be coming to live with Rob and Ursula.
Does he talk much about his mum?
No. Has she been asking about him?
No.
They're so alike. Bottling things up.
How's he doing now, love?
Not very well. Just doesn't seem to want to latch on.
Are you comfortable? I can get you an extra pillow.
No, no, it's not that.
I could go out if you thought that would help.
Oh, no, Gran, please don't leave me.
You asked the guard to go.
Oh, that was different, and even then...
What?
I still know she's sitting outside. I just can't relax. And the baby knows.
Perhaps leave it for now, then, Helen.
I think I should tell them I've decided to bottle feed.
No need for any hasty decisions. It's only been 2 days since your operation. You're both still recovering.
You think there's something wrong with him?
No, of course not. I just think you need to be patient.
Could you just put him in his cot, please?
Oh, don't you two look a picture.
Yes. We must get a photo just like that.
Oh, she can't take any with Helen in.
What?
But we can hold him.
But that's ridiculous. None with his mother.
I don't mind, Gran. I'd rather he was with your dad. Can you take him? He needs to go back in his cot.
But, oh, well, if you're sure. Come on, little one. Oh, there you are.
You know, I think he has a look of Pat's father about him.
I don't really remember
him. It's his eyes, smoky grey. Very Welsh.
He'll probably change colour. Henry's did.
Well, I think he's all Archer. Mm. If anyone, he reminds me of Dan.
Grandad Archer, yes, you could be right. Round the nose.
Who do you think he looks like, Helen?
Me. I think he looks like Rob.
Hi, Tom.
Oh, hi, Kirsty. What brings you out here?
I brought you some sandwiches and a flask of coffee.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
Well, your mum didn't think you were likely to make it back to the house for lunch.
You're doing enough for us already, helping us get the shop ready for Friday.
That's all right. Seeing as you're one man down until your dad gets back.
Two without Jazza. Things will be a lot easier when I get rid of this lot.
Still determined to do that?
Got no choice.
Seems a bit drastic. Are you sure there's no chance of Jazza coming back?
After the way we parted. No way back from there, I'm afraid.
Oh, I don't know. More surprising things have happened. Look at you and me. Talking and everything.
Yes. But that's all down to you.
I wouldn't say that.
I would. After the way I treated you. What I did. Never expected you to speak to me again. Let alone be bringing me sandwiches and coffee.
I don't expect it every day. I don't know. All that seems like a long time ago now.
Does it?
But doesn't it to you? With everything that's happened to poor Helen, your whole family.
I know what you mean.
What happened between us seems another life.
It's very forgiving of you to think like that.
Well, what's past is past. And there's so much to do now to get all of you through this terrible time compared to that.
Oh, I still think it's very magnanimous of you.
Oh, Tom, what's the point in dwelling on it? There's nothing we could do about it now.
There's something I could do. Could say I was sorry.
I know you are.
I never said it, though. Well, only in that letter I left you.
Oh, tore it up.
Oh, don't blame you. It was all excuses.
So what did it say?
I'm sorry. I let you down. I'm sorry I shut you out. I'm sorry I ran away. I'm sorry I was such a coward.
Yeah, that just about covers it.
I didn't appreciate what we had. And I threw it away.
Is that what you think now?
Yes. Well, that is, Kirsty, this isn't me saying I think we should get back together again.
Good. Though I didn't think it was.
I've had a long time to try and understand why I did what I did.
And do you?
A bit. Things seemed to move so fast. It was like I was on a conveyor belt and I couldn't jump off.
You never told me you felt like that.
I know. I kept hoping it would come right on the day. The perfect wedding would solve everything. And that's why I left it so late. It's no excuse for what I did. But that's why. That's why...
You left me at the altar.
Yes.
Tom, if you'd just said something...
I know, but you seem so happy.
I wasn't afterwards.
I know. And I've had to live with it, Kirsty. I do. I don't forgive myself.
Well, I don't know if that's very helpful now, is it? Why couldn't you talk to me? Why didn't I pick up on the signs? We used to be such good mates.
We did.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I wanted back what we had to start with.
Maybe I did too.
Perhaps that's what the superstar wedding was supposed to prove. Oh, I've even wondered...
Yes?
If the problem was that deep down I never really trusted your feelings for me. I thought you'd never got over Brenda. That I was second best.
No. I loved you as much as I ever loved Brenda. We were happy.
Until we decided to get married.
Maybe. But that still doesn't excuse...
Tom, I'm not going to pretend that being publicly humiliated was the way I'd have chosen to find out we'd made a mistake.
Oh, Kirsty.
But if that was the only way you could free us, well, it's better that you did.
Honestly?
Yeah. Suppose we had got married, had children, and then found out we didn't have whatever it takes to be a proper couple. That would have been so much worse.
You really think that?
I do now. And the reason I do is because I think we're on the way to being good friends. The good friends we always could be. We should have left it at that.
If we could be friends again, you don't know how much that would mean to me.
We can try, Tom. We can try.
I hope Helen's all right.
Tony, we have to eat. We need to keep our strength up too.
She doesn't like being left on her own with the prison officers.
She's so tired. I'm sure the moment we left the room, she settled down for a good long nap.
Well, you could be right.
And that's just what she needs after that long labour and the shock of the operation.
Yes. I'm sure we'll see a change in her once she's properly rested.
And the baby won't wake her. He's so good. Hardly ever cries.
Just opens his little eyes and looks about him.
I know. He's very sweet.
Maybe that's why he reminds me of Pat's dad. He was a man of few words, too.
You're quite besotted, aren't you?
I am. I wish I thought Helen was.
Oh, like I said, once she's properly rested.
I suppose I was hoping the baby would lift her spirits.
That's a lot to ask of one poor little baby.
She just doesn't seem very interested in it.
She will be.
She hasn't even given him a name yet. Pat was asking me about that and I didn't know what to say.
Maybe she's finding it hard to bond with the baby.
That's what it looks like.
Are you surprised after what she's been through?
No, of course not.
It may take time, but I'm sure it will come.
I just remember how she was when Henry was born, so happy.
I know, but she will be again, I'm sure, once she's free of all this.
I wish there was more we could do to help her.
It is. Keep telling her that baby is just as much her child as he is Rob's.
So, you got an invite to the party?
Yes, it was quite a do.
Grundy parties usually are. Oh, well, as long as Emma enjoyed herself.
She did. Ed wrote her a poem.
What?
Well, the first anniversary is paper, and he couldn't think what to get her.
Aw, oh, how sweet. Was it any good?
Not really, but that's not the point, is it?
Clary came into work really worried because a huge crack had appeared in one of the walls.
Oh, no. Well, I promise you it wasn't me dancing on the table.
Ah, but you mean someone was.
My lips are sealed.
No wonder she's terrified of what Oliver and Caroline are going to say about it.
Well, they'll probably just be grateful it wasn't one of the walls that fell down. Anyway, how's Tom? Grateful for the sandwiches?
I doubt he'd have much appetite for them. He's really upset about getting rid of the pigs.
Well, why is he doing it then?
Oh, he says he has no choice now Jazz is gone.
Seems a bit drastic. I mean, suppose he comes back?
Well, that would change everything. But Tom seems pretty certain that's not on the cards.
Well, I'm not so sure.
Really?
Jazzer does nothing but talk about them. It's driving Jim round the bend.
Oh, he did love those pigs.
But he seems pretty certain Tom would never take him back.
Well, this is just daft. They're as bad as each other.
It was some rare by the sound of it.
Do you think you could talk some sense into Jazzer?
I could give it a very good try. Could you do the same with Tom?
After the conversation we had this morning, yeah, I think I could.
Ben! There'll be no breakfast left for you if you don't get down here soon.
More toast?
No.
Thanks, Mum.
I'll have it if it's going.
Honestly, that boy, he can sleep for England.
You haven't had much else, Pip.
No, I'm not very hungry.
Are you nervous?
A bit.
That's only natural.
What, moving a few cattle over to home farm?
Not that.
Why, what else is happening today?
Matthew's coming.
Is he?
Yes, this afternoon.
I'm sure we told you.
What's he coming for?
To see me.
I thought he dumped you.
Josh?
What? Tact is not your middle name,
no,
is it?
He didn't dump me. He said he thought it was better if we ended our relationship.
Oh, that's what I said. He dumped you.
Then why is he coming to see me?
It does seem like there's something he wants to talk about.
Probably just left something at Rickyard Cottage.
Just let us know, love, if you want to rearrange your shifts tomorrow.
Yeah, you might want to spend more time with Matthew.
Oh, I did wonder if we could move the Bridge Farm silage into Thursday.
I can help you if you like, Dad.
No, you can't. You'll be at college.
You're very lucky we're letting you help move the cattle.
Yes, don't be a pain, Josh.
You're very lucky I'm helping you. No need to take it out on me because you're in a state about Matthew.
I am not in a state.
That's enough, Josh. Leave your sister alone.
I think she's letting you down, that's all.
I'll remind you that you said that when you need us to cut you a bit of slack to sort out your live life.
Oh, believe me, Mum, that day will never come.
No, no, I don't suppose it will. Let's change the subject. Do you think it'd be all right if we sent Helen some flowers? They can't object to that, surely.
That's it. Keep moving.
No, flowers are okay. Ian checked. He wanted to send some.
Oh, good. I'll tell Mum.
Go on! Get on! They're doing well, aren't they?
There we go.
Well, I didn't think they'd be any trouble. Not with the three of us.
When it comes to moving cattle, it's better to have too many than too few.
Definitely. And Mum and Dad are coming over too, to watch this historic event.
Ah, my Mum's coming too.
Jennifer.
Keep going,
shouldn't have thought it was her sort of thing.
Oh, she's waxing lyrical about the old traditions, you know, Mum.
What old traditions?
Summer pastures, transhumans.
Come on.
I'm sorry, you've lost me.
Oh, it used to be the custom in some mountainous areas. The villagers used to move their cattle up to the mountains for the summer. They still do it in the Alps and in the Pyrenees, I think.
Really?
Yeah, and when they set off, everyone in the village would turn out to give them a good send-off.
Never heard of it.
Well, not many people have, but Mum's really into all that.
Move along, there we go.
Wouldn't exactly call Borsetshire mountainous.
Oh, a little detail like that wouldn't bother Mum. Yeah, she was going on about how charming it was. The villagers wishing good luck to the young women who'd be looking after the cows.
Was it very difficult?
Well, they'd have to stay up there all summer, live in huts.
I'm sorry, Adam. I'm perfectly happy to come and see to the cattle in the morning and in the evening, but I've got no intention of living in one of Kate's yurts.
Well, at least it's taken her mind off the elves.
I thought she was all for the elves. Found that charming, too.
Ah, that was before the fairy public convenience appeared. Oh,
you wouldn't think they'd need them.
It is a bit like Hollerton Junction up there.
What? Used elf syringes and graffiti?
No, but Brian and Will are getting seriously concerned about the effect it's having on the pheasants.
They're a lively lot, aren't they?
Wait
till they see the new pasture.
Pip's quite excited about it anyway.
That's not the only thing she's excited about, is it?
No.
I do hope she's not going to be disappointed.
You think she's pinning too many hopes on this visit from Matthew?
Don't you?
Well, I'm afraid I do.
It could be a good sign he wants to see her.
Ruth, I don't think Matthew would have made such a serious decision unless he was pretty sure it was the right thing to do.
You don't think he might have changed his mind?
Did he strike you as the impulsive type?
No. No, you're right. But then why is he coming to see her?
Well, it's because he really has feelings for her. If this is the end, then there will be things he'll want to say to her in person.
I'm not sure she'll want to hear them, though.
Just have to wait and look. I was right about them being a lively lot.
Oh, yes.
Josh!
They seem to like it up here.
Yeah, why wouldn't they? Look at that grass.
You'd think they hadn't eaten for a week.
Oh, I love the way they're wandering about looking for the tastiest bits. Well,
that's why all the herbs are in there.
We got them here then. Just about.
Thanks to you being quick off the mark.
The breakaway movement soon got them sorted.
Yeah, well done.
They can't really have wanted to get into a boring old wheat field when they had all this waiting.
Mm. Oh, there's no pleasing some cattle.
Well, they're happy now, anyway.
So, what do you think of our herbal lays, Josh?
Hmm. Very pretty.
Oh, don't ask him. He's a total sceptic.
What, not even won over by the sight of so many happy cattle?
Well, I knew they'd like it. Will it make any money, though?
Well, I hope so. That's what we've got to find out.
It's an impressive number. I'll give you that. How many is it? 150?
Yep.
It's not often you see a herd that size. Well, not outdoors, anyway.
Yeah, there might be a reason for that.
Which would be?
Well, for a start, idyllic as it looks now, the pasture's going to look a real mess when they've trampled it.
It doesn't matter what it looks like, if it's improving the fertility of the soil.
It matters if you don't make any money out of it, though.
You sound like Brian.
We'll just have to hope we can prove you both wrong.
Yeah, we know it's an experiment. We never pretended otherwise.
Mm, it's a pretty big one.
But that's exactly what makes it so exciting.
Yes. A herd this size grazing these big open spaces.
I think we might look back on it as a game changer.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be that, one way or another. Anyway, what I came to say was, Mum says, do you want to lift back home? They're leaving in a minute.
Oh, yeah. You need to get to college, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I guess.
That would be great. If it's okay with you, Adam.
Well, of course. Not much left to do here now.
I'll be back up here this evening.
And she's got a hot date. At least she thinks she has.
You know, I used to wish for a little baby brother, and I really can't think why now.
You're lucky, Pip. Try having sisters.
More tea, Matthew?
No, I'm fine, thanks.
Another slice of Jill's lovely cake?
No, thank you. It's delicious, but quite filling.
She's sorry she couldn't be here.
It would have been nice to see her.
She hopes she'll catch you before you go back.
I hope so, too. So, Pip, sounds like you've had a busy day.
Not really. Moving the cattle wasn't a big deal.
Quite an impressive sight.
And great fun to watch them get used to their new lays.
Yeah, it must have been. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry I couldn't get here early enough to see it.
Yeah.
Only I had to do early morning milking before I could get away.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
It's nice you're able to stay tonight, isn't it, Pip?
Oh, yes. Yes, it is.
And you don't need to worry, we've rearranged Pip's shifts for tomorrow.
Dad, Matthew might need to get back.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily?
You better make the best use of the time you've got. Why don't you take Matthew up to Home Farm to see the cattle now?
That's a good idea. You could take the quad bikes.
Well, if you'd like to.
Of course I would.
Well. Come on then.
You want them to come back here to eat later? But if you've got other plans...
Always a movable feast, you know that.
Oh, we'll see.
But it's very kind of you to offer.
See you later.
Yeah, bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.
Good save, love.
I couldn't bear it any longer. The two of them sitting there like they'd never met.
We were worried Pip was too keen to see him.
Obviously she didn't want Matthew to know that.
I think she succeeded.
I have to say, I seem to remember giving you the cold shoulder a few times. Never seemed to put you off.
Well, that was different. We know he wants to finish things with Pip.
Does he? The way he was looking at her.
Well, if he doesn't, there's a simple answer.
Yeah, he can find a job round here again.
Exactly. Well, I'm not saying it would be easy.
No, and Pip wouldn't want him to limit his options for her. But if he really loves her...
Then he'd find a way.
I could at least try. Do you think I'm being too romantic?
No. I'd have gone to the end of the earth for you.
You nearly did.
And you moved back for me.
Love will find a way.
Yeah. And him not trying, well, did make me wonder...
What?
If he'd met someone else.
Oh, David, surely not.
They're both very young.
No, he would have told her, I'm sure.
Well, I think so too. But maybe that's what he's doing right now.
Those are some happy beasts.
I know. Isn't it a lovely sight?
I wouldn't say that exactly. Pasture's looking a bit of a mess.
Don't say that while Josh is listening. I don't want to give him any more ammunition.
I'm surprised you've taken any notice of him.
I'm not. I'm sorry about the way I was when you arrived.
That's all right.
I don't know what came over me.
Honestly, it's fine. I'm grateful you let me come at all.
I didn't know why you wanted to. That's what confused me.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
Then tell me. Why did you come?
To tell you not to take any notice of Josh.
Not necessary.
To tell you that what you're doing here is really important. To tell you that you're a great farmer.
That's very nice to hear, of course.
I mean it. I'm so proud of you.
Good. But what's that got to do with you deciding to finish with me?
Everything. I know how much your job means to...
No more than yours does to you.
Exactly. This new posting, well, it's an amazing setup. I've already learned so much, and I've got a whole year to go there.
I know.
We're both so committed to our work. We could never give up what we're doing.
Who's asking us to?
No one, but... I don't think we can do our jobs and stay together, not at the moment.
But we love each other.
Well, that's the problem. It's killing us to live apart. We get resentful, we have rows.
Well, we could try harder.
I don't think we could. It's the situation that's the problem, not us.
Maybe, but...
No buts. I don't want that to go on. I don't want it to spoil what we had.
There must be a way.
We love farming as much as we love each other. We've got big ambitions. I don't want either of us to give them up.
And I don't want to give you up. But I'd do anything rather than that.
I don't want you to. I don't want you to give up your ambitions for me.
Surely that's my decision.
No. No, I couldn't bear the responsibility. Could you? If I gave up mine for you?
I'm not asking you to, and I can't bear this.
Well, it might not be forever. Maybe in a couple of years.
A couple of years? Look, I love you. I want us to be together now. Look, I can leave Brookfield.
Oh, Pip, you couldn't. That is the loveliest thing anyone's ever said to me, but you couldn't.
No, I could.
I've been in your life, what, 6 months? Brookfield's been in your blood forever.
Oh, Matthew.
You couldn't give that up for anyone. I wouldn't ask you to.
I can. For you, I can.
It wouldn't work. Look what happened to you with that job at Webster's.
You mean more to me than a stupid job.
But not more than Brookfield. Tell me I'm wrong.
Come on now. That's right.
Yeah. Morning, Ruth.
Oh, morning, Matthew. Didn't expect to see you.
No?
Thought you'd take the opportunity to have a lay-in.
That would have been nice. But I need to get back.
This morning?
Yeah.
But I thought you weren't going till after lunch.
That was the plan, but, well, things have changed.
Oh, I see.
I've come to deliver a message from Pip.
Oh, right.
It's for David, if you wouldn't mind passing it on.
Of course I will.
She says she'd be available to do the silaging at Bridge Farm after all, if that wouldn't be too disruptive.
I'm sure that'll be fine. It was the original plan.
Yeah, that's what she thought.
So no problem. But why couldn't she tell David herself?
She wanted him to know as soon as possible. And she's got up to see how the cattle are doing on the home farm lays.
She's very proud of her new herd.
Yeah. Yeah, she is.
Matthew, you okay? You and Pip?
As all right as we can be. Anyway, I won't hold you up any longer. Bye, Ruth.
No, wait. Matthew.
It was good to see you again.
Are you going straight off? Haven't you at least got time for a cup of tea? Oh, dear.
Well, that was lucky. Bumping into you on the doorstep.
It was. Jim's gone off bird watching again.
I came early to be sure of catching you in.
I'm always in. Nothing else to do for the rest of the day.
But I'd have thought you'd have finished your round a while ago.
You know how it is. Folks keep you chatting.
Oh, must be nice for them that you're willing to let them hold you up.
It's nice to have somebody to talk to.
Well, you might have more people to talk to if you'd answer your texts. Me, for instance.
Sorry, I just don't have very much to say these days.
Well, you could say... Hello, Fallon. Why don't you come round for a cup of tea?
I'm not very good company at the moment.
I don't believe that. Jazza McCreary? The life and soul of any gathering of more than three people.
Not anymore. I even think I'm starting to get on Jim's nerves.
Sure, that can't be true.
It is. If he's not out with his buds, he's ruined at Christine's.
Maybe she needs some company while Peggy's away.
That's what he says.
Believe him, then.
I don't blame him. Sick of my own company, so I'm not surprised if everybody else is and all.
Jazza, don't be so down on yourself. I've come to see you, haven't I?
And it's good to see you, Take your ticket off and we'll have that cup of tea, yeah?
Ah, no, I can't stay that long.
Surprise, surprise. What did I say?
Jazzer, don't be silly. I'm on my way to work.
Don't let me stop you. It must be nice having a job to go to, especially when it's a bridge farm.
Well, that's exactly what I wanted to talk to you about.
But no enough to stay to do it.
Enough to make a special detour to ask you out for lunch.
Lunch?
Yeah, have you stopped eating too?
Still here then? Didn't make a break for it in the night.
From this lovely pasture? Are you kidding? And you're still here too?
Yeah. I just wanted one last look.
At me or the cattle?
Both. And they're both looking good.
Oh, Matthew, please don't say anything nice to me.
Sorry.
I'm glad you've come, actually.
Are you?
Yeah, you can give me a hand.
No problem.
First, let me let this lot through.
Of course.
There we go. Oh, okay, come on, you lot.
Oh, you're right. They are hungry.
Oh, it comes from being a brilliant farmer. That's the kind of thing I know.
You know a lot of things.
I know one thing. You were right, too.
About what?
About us.
Really? The way we left it, I wasn't sure.
Neither was I. That's why I had to come here, to clear my head.
And now?
Well, there's nothing else we can do, is there?
I don't think so. But it's the hardest thing I've ever had to do.
Mm. Ditto.
I'm sure it's the right thing. In the long run.
I hope so. Can we have one goodbye kiss?
Of course we can.
Go on. Off you go, then.
Don't you want me to help you here?
No, I can manage. Adam will be here soon anyway.
If you're sure?
I am. I'd rather you went now.
It'll be a lovely way to remember you. With your splendid new herd grazing their healthy new grass. Surrounded by your future.
Go, please.
Okay. Bye, Pip.
Bye, Matthew. Bye!
Hi, Ruth.
Hello, Rex. You looking for someone?
Josh not around.
No, he's at college.
Right.
Did you want anything special?
No. I'd forgotten that Josh didn't start his study leave till next week. No, I just wanted to have a bit of a moan about Toby's latest idiocy, but that's always the case.
He'll keep?
Oh, yeah. I'll probably have done something even more stupid by the next time I see Josh.
Right.
In fact, it's a certainty. He's swanned off filming again.
Today? Well, Josh would be disappointed. He thought he was doing that tomorrow evening.
He was supposed to be, but the forecast's better today, apparently.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, you'd think he was George Lucas. But he really should have let Josh know.
It wouldn't have made much difference. He doesn't need any more excuses to bunk off college. Oh. It's his last week of teaching before the exams.
So is Pip over at Bridge Farm as well?
Yeah, she is. Did you want to see her?
Oh, she's another good person to moan to about Toby. But I suppose with Matthew coming, she's...
She told you about that?
Oh, it just came up in conversation.
Did it?
Yeah, I asked her if she wanted to catch a film this week. Gang of us are going to the multiplex tonight. And she said she wasn't sure if she'd be free.
Well, he's gone, so she might be.
Gone? Already?
Yeah. So she might just need some cheering up.
Here we are. One ploughman's and one pint, as promised.
Thank you. So, how much do we eat?
My treat.
Oh, no, I can't have that.
Okay, well, take me out to lunch when you've got something to celebrate.
We'd have a long wait. Now, this is because you know I'm short of cash, you know I'm no working...
Look, all right, look, I'll make a deal with you. No such thing as a free lunch.
Exactly. So how much was it?
No, I don't want money. I want information.
Information?
About what's going on between you and Tom.
And that's worth a lunch. Nothing.
You do know he's getting rid of the pigs.
I had heard.
And what do you think about that?
It's got nothing to do with me.
You love those pigs.
I did. But they're nothing to do with me anymore. Tom's seen to that.
Oh, Chazzer.
I'm stating a fact. What happens to them's Tom's business. He can do what he likes with them.
But he doesn't like getting rid of them.
That's his problem.
And it's yours, too. He wouldn't be getting rid of them if you were still there.
And I still would be if I had anything to do with it, but he fired me.
In the heat of the moment.
Aye, punched me, I know.
He's exhausted. He's knocking himself out, trying to keep Bridge Farm running.
Maybe that's why he's selling the pigs then, I don't know.
Well, you could find out. He lost his temper because he was stressed out. He didn't mean it.
Felt like he did. I've got my P45 to prove it.
I'm sure he regrets it.
Are you? I'm no.
You know how much Tom rates you.
Aye. Looks like it, didn't it?
But you've been his right-hand man for those pigs over the years.
Well, that's what I thought. But apparently that doesn't count for anything.
When you insult his sister...
It was a joke. I didn't mean any harm. He knows I think the world of Helen and Henry.
Well, maybe if you told him that...
Well, I would have if he'd give me the chance, but now it's too late.
Well, you're really going to let your friendship go because of one stupid row?
I've got no choice.
And the pigs? Well, you're willing to see them sold off after all the love and care you've lavished on them just because you're too stubborn to make the first move?
Can he make any kind of move? He threw me off the farm.
Oh, well, if that's all that's stopping you, I need to take some stuff for Sunday's jumble trail to the tea room. I could do with a hand. Shall we say Friday?
I don't know. I'll have to think about
it. Right, you do that. Now, eat your plowman's before it gets cold.
So he was out taking aerial shots of this poultry unit over Hayden Barrow way.
Oh, I know the one. Oh, he's not still trying to knock the competition.
I'm afraid he is. Anyway, someone spotted him.
Oh, no. What did Toby say?
Well, you know him. He's got an answer for everything. He said he was making a film about the beauties of Borsetshire.
What? And they believed him?
Well, to be fair, it was quite pretty. You know, some large, pleasant-looking units surrounded by green fields.
Yeah, of course. What did he expect?
Yeah, but I told them we wouldn't be using any images of their unit anyway.
I should think not.
Although, I don't entirely trust Toby to stick to that.
But it's completely the wrong strategy. No, he should concentrate on telling people how good your product is, not trying to knock everyone else's.
Yeah, you and I know that. That's because we've got more than one brain cell.
That's a bit harsh.
Well, I'm feeling harsh. While he's swanning around being Steven Spielberg, he's leaving me to do all the real work as usual.
What have you been doing?
I've made arrangements with the goose breeder for us to collect the goslings in a couple of weeks.
The goslings? Already?
I've taken your advice. This year, it'll be 200.
God, I can't believe it's come around so soon.
Yeah, I know. This time last year, we were just starting out.
Yeah.
It's amazing what can happen in such a short space of time.
Yeah, isn't it?
That was heartfelt.
This time last week, Matthew and I were together. And now? We're not.
Oh, Pip, I did wonder.
So did I. About you?
Me?
It was very nice of you to come and ask about going to the cinema tonight.
I was passing.
You could just have texted.
I saw your mum when I dropped round at Brookfield.
And she told you about me and Matthew. I haven't even talked to her properly yet.
Well, she didn't say much, just that you'd gone.
Yes.
And she thought you might be in need of cheering up?
Ah, she was right about that. Oh, I'm sorry, Rex. I always seem to be crying on your shoulder.
Well, it's big enough. And I've got a large supply of handkerchiefs.
You might need them.
I don't mind. Tell me as much or as little as you want to.
Oh, Rex. Oh, you're such a good friend. What would I do without you?
Right. Time for another drink, I reckon. Only I'm paying this time.
Okay, I'll let you. Just this once. Hi, Kirsty. It's me. Mission accomplished. I'll be bringing him over on Friday, so if you get to work on Tom, well, hopefully the pigs of Bridge Farm will be staying where they are.
Great scrambled eggs, Jenny.
If you join us at breakfast more often, you'll be able to sample more of the delights of Jenny's breakfast menu.
Thank you, darling. And Phoebe tucked into some earlier, too.
Good. The rate that girl's working, she needs her food.
She does.
So, And what's the special occasion?
Oh, I told you, darling, we came to Cheltenham.
To buy gorgeous dresses for your anniversary party.
Nothing in your extensive wardrobes?
Oh, we can't wear something we've worn before.
Well, see, you can't, darling. But now you have exclusive use of Justin's credit card, Lillian. I should have thought you'd be spoilt for choice.
Nothing suitable. Now, that's an idea. I wonder if you'd cover my trip to the hairdresser's.
Well, I'll leave you to your busy day. I've got a meeting with Will.
Oh, about the Millennium Wood?
Yeah, those elvish idiots have got a lot to answer for.
Brian, I didn't know you believed in fairies.
I don't. All these visitors are disturbing the birds. We can't have that.
Oh, well, Brian's got a point. It was all rather charming to start with, but as you know, it's gone down.
I think you're both being very snobbish. It's just a bit of harmless fun.
Not for my birds, it's not. Those elves have got to go.
Kenton, have you seen that? What on earth's that?
My T-shirts. Aren't they great?
What do we need T-shirts for?
What? The Elves of Ambridge. Pretty classy, eh?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, come on. Look at their little pointed ears.
You aren't planning on taking them up to the wood to sell, are you? Because it's going to be a busy weekend.
Yeah, exactly. And the elf group is about to drop in for some mead and a packet of crisps after they've paid their respects, so we can sell them here.
Yeah, I suppose that's not such a bad idea.
And there's the single wicket. Mm. I could take some there.
It could certainly do with a bit of magic. The sign-up list isn't looking too clever.
Yeah, no, I know. But let's not worry too much. I mean, not now we're on the short lists for the Borchester Food and Drink Awards. People will be flocking here.
Yeah, Ambridge did well. Fallon's really chuffed the tea room made the shortlist and all.
I bet she is.
One of the same categories as us, though. Best use of local ingredients. There's some stiff competition there.
Oh, bring it on.
Though we've got family dining to fight for and all.
Too right. Anyway, never mind all of them. Main thing is, we're on it.
Entirely thanks to Wayne.
Not entirely.
Oh, Kenton. When did you last make any sandwiches?
Any of your thoughts?
Oh, they're not worth it.
You were deep in them.
Oh, it's a beautiful route.
Yeah, yes, it is. Especially this time of year.
Anyway, you seem quite lost in thought yourself.
Well, I was thinking about poor Helen.
She shouldn't be here. With us all making a fuss of her and the baby.
Oh, I know.
It's unbearable. Let's talk about something cheerful. Did I tell you, Jolene's hoping she can persuade Kenton to make Wayne's job permanent?
Well, does sound sensible. Especially now they're in the running for these awards.
Along with a lot more archers.
Yes. There's Josh's eggs and Helen's cheese. And Kenton's menus.
Wayne's?
Oh.
All the more reason for hanging on to him.
Yes.
You certainly don't want him leaving with the bank holiday coming up.
Oh, it's going to be a very busy weekend. And this jumble trail on Sunday sounds fun.
Have you got anything to put in it?
Oh, yeah, loads. I thought it was an excuse for a good old clear out.
So did I.
I'm hoping to smuggle a couple of Brian's old jackets in while he's not looking.
Oh, good luck with that.
Yes. So what are you putting in?
Oh, some of the stuff I don't need now. I've got all these lovely new clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a painting I was hanging on to.
Really? Which one?
Oh, I don't think you'll have seen it. It's one of Dovedale Valley.
Oh, lovely countryside. Why haven't you hung it?
It's a bit too dramatic for my decor.
Well, Justin might like it.
I don't think I could give it to him.
Oh, Miranda rang and said she won't be able to come to the party.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
Don't worry, Justin will be there.
I know, he told me.
Oh.
They don't seem to spend much time together, do they?
Well, it doesn't appear to be the warmest of relationships, certainly.
I think that marriage is in real trouble.
Oh, not necessarily. It works for some people to lead quite separate lives.
Justin's such fun, Jenny. So easy to be with.
He is with you.
I just don't understand why Miranda wouldn't want to spend her time with him.
Oh, maybe she sees a different side to him.
What different side? He's such a genuine person.
I'm just saying, he's very shrewd. We see the Justin that he wants us to see.
No, I don't buy that.
Well, who knows what goes on behind closed doors in any marriage? Look at Helen and Rob.
Here are the menus.
Oh, great. People have been asking.
Yeah, I've got here sooner, but Wayne kept me talking.
There's no stopping him once he gets going, is there?
No, not when the subject is this Beverly.
Yeah, he's really smitten.
Oh, you can say that again. What do you think of this relationship?
Me?
Hmm, as his ex.
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, you must know his type. I mean, presumably it was you.
Well, not for long.
Well, does she look like you?
Oh, how would I know?
Oh, don't tell me our ageing Lothario doesn't have a picture of her on his phone.
Well, not one he's shown me.
Don't you think that's odd?
Not really. He's more likely to show you. Isn't that the kind of thing you fellas go in for?
Well, yeah, exactly.
Well, I can't help you.
I don't even know her surname. Do you?
No, I can't remember.
Well, he must have told you.
Look, I'm not as obsessed with his love life as you seem to be.
See, I don't believe you. You know something, don't you?
No, I don't. Anyhow, it's come back to me now. Beverly drains.
Drains?
Well, now you can see why you don't want to tell people.
Drains? How on earth did she end up with a name like that?
I don't know. Why don't you ask him? I've got a pub to run. Ta-ra!
Oh, Lillian.
What do you think?
Oh, it's stunning. You look $1 million.
Are you sure? You really think I can carry it off?
Of course you can. Oh, I shall just have to find something I look equally good in.
Well, we'll scour every shop in Cheltenham if we have to.
I'm hoping I can find something here. Is that such a triumph?
It is lovely, isn't it?
It is, and you look lovely in it.
I really wasn't sure. In the old days, I wouldn't have had any doubts, but since Matt left...
You don't need to have any doubts now. It's wonderful to see the old Lillian back.
Oh, not so much of the old.
Rejuvenated, then.
Thank you. And for all the support you've given me.
Well, I don't think it's me you have to thank for your transformation. Whatever else I think about Justin, he's certainly brought a sparkle back to your eye.
Really? I hadn't noticed. Right, let me just get changed and then it's your turn.
Quentin, just been talking to Eddie.
Yeah, so I see. These glasses won't clear themselves, you know.
Well, it's a good job for you I did. I was telling him about your elf T-shirts.
Oh, No.
You don't know what he said.
Yeah, I can guess. He wants to sell his elf tap behind the bar too.
No, much worse than that.
Not his garden gnomes.
No, there might not be any point in any of us trying to sell anything elvish over the bank holiday weekend.
He's just jealous. He wants the market to himself.
No, he was giving us a friendly warning. After this weekend, there might not be any elves of Ambridge.
What? Why not?
Because Will and Brian want them cleared out. They're disturbing the birds.
I don't suppose the birds have even noticed they're there.
No, but they've noticed the visitors.
Oh, no. I mean, couldn't they at least wait until after the bank holiday?
Not really. That's when the visitors come.
Oh, that's just great. I've got 5 boxes of those T-shirts.
Oh, never mind. We're flying high with our award nominations.
Yeah, I suppose.
Talking of which, don't you think it's time we made Wayne's job permanent?
Well, maybe. I'm not sure.
We don't want him getting poached now he's on the shortlist.
Wouldn't that be more appropriate for the upper-class eggs?
I'm serious, Kenton. If we aren't careful, we'll lose him.
OK, look, I grant you he makes a decent sandwich.
Oh, come on. He's doubled the lunchtime trade.
Yeah, I know, but... Well, He's unprofessional.
How is he?
Well, always going on about this Beverly Drains.
He's allowed a private life.
Yeah, I only wish he'd keep it private.
Well, it's not affecting the sandwiches.
I wouldn't say that. Oh. I mean, there is nothing more stomach-churning than hearing someone being all lovey-dovey over the phone.
There's a solution to that. Stop listening.
Well, it's hard not to.
That's not true. The customers know nothing about her.
Yeah, well, I do. Every time I go down to that kitchen, he's on the phone to her.
Oh, there's no pleasing you. First, you're worried you don't know enough about her.
He cannot possibly be concentrating on his
and
work.
Now you're complaining you know too much.
Now, there's something fishy about it. I don't even know how they met.
Oh, come on, Kenton. Who are you? Her father?
It is the first thing that people tell you when they get all loved up. Do you know?
Well...
No, something is not right about this Beverly Drains, and I don't just mean her name.
Well, she can't help that.
No, I will not be happy until I find out exactly... Eddie! Eddie, just a second. Eddie, I need to talk to you about these elves.
Oh, my Lord. Wayne, listen, you'd better drop Beverly fast. I think Kenton's on to you.
Hello, darling.
Afternoon. Well, I gather by the enormous number of bags, you've had a successful day.
The best.
Just had Pat on the phone.
Oh, yes.
Apparently Helen and the baby are coming out of hospital tomorrow.
Oh, well, that is good news.
Into the mother and baby unit in the prison, I suppose.
Well, yes.
Poor things. Is that tea fresh? I'm gasping.
Just made it.
I'll just take some of this stuff upstairs first.
Thank you. You're in a better mood than when we left.
Oh, Will and I have a plan.
Oh, yeah.
We think we've found a way to serve the elves with an eviction order.
Ah, well, whatever turns you on.
Jenny had a good day?
Yeah. She found a lovely frock. She'll do you proud.
She always does.
She's going to a lot of trouble for this party.
I know she is.
I hope you're going to reciprocate.
Well, party throwing's not really my thing.
With an equally spectacular gesture, she deserves it.
Look, I couldn't agree more. I want to give her the holiday of a lifetime.
Sounds promising.
The honeymoon wasn't up to much.
Oh, if you say so, darling.
Oh, I meant we didn't go anywhere very exotic. I want to make up for that.
So, where are you taking her?
I've booked us a week in Venice at a 5-star hotel.
Wow.
Spectacular enough for you? Seemed to have left you lost for words, which is something I never thought I'd see.
I didn't think you had it in you.
Well, I don't know what I'd have done without Jenny.
I feel exactly the same.
And without her support, well, she is the best, and she deserves the best.
Do you know, this is another first, Brian. For once, we're in complete agreement.
Morning, love.
Oh, hello, Gran. Didn't expect to see you.
We want to make the most of the time we've got with you before you're transferred.
They're not taking me till after lunch. You do know that.
Oh, yes. Exactly why we want to be here today as much as we can.
And then you can have a rest from me. I know it's been hard for you.
I'm fine.
Dad isn't. He's worrying about the farm.
He's worrying about you.
The beef cattle, the shop opening. They need him there.
You need him here. You'll be along soon, just phoning your mum.
You should have gone back sooner, once I'd had the baby.
As if we could drag ourselves away from this little fellow. Morning, then. How are you today?
He's all right.
He certainly looks very contented. You're so good, aren't you?
Well, he's just had a feed. The midwife gave it to him in one of those little cups.
The midwife?
Seems to take it better from her.
So you haven't had a cuddle this morning?
No, that's all right.
Shall I bring him to you?
No, don't disturb him while he's happy.
It won't disturb him to have a little cuddle with his mum.
It seems to.
And it's all the more important if you're going to keep trying with the breastfeeding. Just for a few minutes.
I said no! I wish people would just listen to what I'm saying.
I'm sorry. Just as you wish.
Well, I didn't mean to. You can hold him if you like.
No, as you said, perhaps it's better not to disturb him. You're his mother, you know what's best for him.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to shout at you, it's just...
Morning, love. Oh, everything okay?
Yes, everything's fine.
You all right, Mum? You
tired, yes, I know. I'll be fine once I've had a coffee.
Well, if you want to go now...
So, how are things at Bridge Farm? All ready for the big opening?
Oh, it won't be that big. We're just happy it's happening at all.
You should be there.
They're coping perfectly well without
me. They can't be.
Now, your father wouldn't lie to you, Helen.
Everyone's mucking in. Kirsty's taken the day off to be there.
Well, she shouldn't have had to do that.
She wanted to.
The Brookfield lot came over and did the silaging. We've got some good friends and neighbours.
There's still the dairy and the pigs.
They're coping. Honestly. It's what we do.
There, I think that'll do.
Oh, it looks great. Done wonders.
So go on, turn the sign round. We're open for business.
Well, I thought I might wait for Mum.
Oh, she's busy in the dairy. She said she'd be along later.
It's all going to be pretty low-key. I'm not expecting lots of customers till word gets round.
Right, well, if you don't think you'll be trampled in the rush when you open the doors, you can get off to the pigs then.
Oh, I won't be long, but I would like to get them fed.
Oh, and talking of pigs, you might bump into Jazza this morning.
Might I? Why?
He's helping Fallon shift some trestle tables for the jumble trail at the weekend.
Oh, I see.
If that's all right with you.
Well, why wouldn't it be?
Well, Jazza was a bit nervous about coming over.
Doesn't sound like Jazza.
You did throw him off the farm. He's not going to forget that in a hurry.
And I'm not going to forget the things he said.
Maybe you shouldn't come then. I'll text Fallon.
No need. I didn't mean he could never set foot in the place again.
Well, that's what it sounded like to him.
In the heat of the moment. It's not a lifetime ban. It would just be silly.
Yeah, nearly as silly as the way you two have been behaving ever since you had the argument.
What do you mean?
Getting rid of the pigs. You love those pigs. Both of you.
It wasn't about the pigs.
It is now, though, isn't it?
The things he said about Helen.
Oh, you know he didn't mean them.
You're making fun of her situation.
Oh, that's Jazza's way of coping. When he's really upset about something, he makes a joke about it.
It's a funny way to react. And I don't mean amusing.
Oh, yes, it was crass and stupid. But at stressful times, people do get their wires crossed. Say the wrong thing, do the wrong thing.
I suppose they do.
You know they do. Well, you do if our conversation on Monday meant anything.
It did. Of course it did.
Come on, you greedy lot. There's enough for all of you.
Morning, Tom.
Oh, morning, Jazza.
Custer said it'd be all right if I came up.
Of course it is.
Well, I have a message for you for Fallon.
Oh, I see.
She needs more salads for the lunches when you've got a minute.
Sure I can manage that?
I'm sure you can. Oh, my lovely wee pigs. Have you missed me?
Looks like it.
I hear you're getting rid of them.
That's the plan.
Why is that then?
I can't cope with looking after them, not my own. Not the way things are on the farm.
You seem to be managing okay with the shop opening and everything.
Only because Kirsty's been helping this week. Once she's gone, we're back to a skeleton staff. So the pigs will have to go.
Seems a pity, after all the work we've put into them.
Is there any way I could keep them? I would, believe me. But there isn't.
There might be.
Might there?
If I was to come back, would you be able to cope okay then?
Were you saying you would come back?
You saying you'd have me if I did?
This is ridiculous. This isn't a gunfight at the OK Corral.
Aye, we're behaving like a couple of daft Jessies, aren't we?
OK, 1, 2, 3, draw.
Of course I'd come back, you daft Sassenach plonker.
And of course I'd have you back, you steaming Scottish idiot. Come here, Jazz.
Hey, that's enough of that. You need to go to the top.
Just marking the occasion.
Please don't tell me there are tears in your eyes. Didn't you miss me that much?
Only when I was mucking out the pigs. Still, now you're back.
Any time, mate. Any time.
Well, how about now?
Funny you should say that. Just so happens I bought my overalls with me.
You fraud. You knew I'd have you back.
You knew I'd come back the minute I set foot in this field.
We're a pair, aren't we?
Looks like it.
I suppose Fallon's been working on you like Kirsty's been working on me.
Crafty wee lassies, but we'd have got there in the end.
I'm sorry, Jazza. I shouldn't have punched you.
I don't blame you. I don't want to open my big mouth and put my foot in it as usual.
I didn't have to be so ready to take offence.
I'm the angel on that score.
So, we quit? As bad as each other?
Looks like it. Anyway, now we've got that sorted. You better get Fallon or salad.
No, I haven't finished feeding the pigs.
Oh, worry about that. I'll take care now.
You're not drinking your coffee, Mum.
What? Oh, well, it's a bit hot.
You can tell me, you know.
Tell you what?
What was going on between you and Helen when I came in?
Oh, nothing.
That's clearly not true.
She's on edge.
So are you.
It's only to be expected. The prospect of going to this prison with a little baby must be terrifying.
Mum, what did she say?
She shouted at me, Tony.
What?
She was really angry and... He shouted at me.
But why?
I wanted to take the baby out of his cot to give her to hold.
Is that all?
She didn't want to. I shouldn't have pushed it.
You can't blame yourself.
But she'll be all he has in that terrible place.
Oh, it's not that bad. They try and make it as normal as they can for the babies.
Can they?
There's a garden, so she and the baby can get fresh air.
Well, I should hope so. The poor babies haven't done anything wrong.
And he'll be with Helen all the time.
And what good will that do him if she can't bring herself to hold him?
Oh, you really think it's as bad as that?
You've seen her with him.
I suppose I was hoping it was just the after effects of the birth, the operation.
She can't bring herself to love Rob's child.
But how can she ever get over that?
We've got to convince her that he belongs to her, just as much as he does to Rob. More.
I thought she'd feel that.
He's more of an archer than he is a Titchener. Much more.
I agree. But if Helen doesn't think so...
Not yet. But she will. We can help her. We can help her to learn to love her baby.
So that's where I left him. Happy as a pig in mud.
And I can see you're happy too.
Well, I didn't really want to get rid of the pigs.
You didn't want to get rid of Jazzer either.
I don't know why not. You've given me grief already.
His heart's in the right place. You knew that, really.
Yeah, I did. But I don't seem to be very good at seeing what's right under my nose.
Oh, join the club.
Oh, Mum, you've got to stop brooding about not seeing through Rob.
I wish I could, but I just can't forgive myself.
That's how I felt about the way I treated Kirsty. But she made me see that, well, it's just not very helpful. It was the past, and I couldn't change it. So me going on about it, well, it was a bit self-indulgent, really.
Yes, I see what you mean.
It's now Helen needs you.
I know.
I mean, if she couldn't see through him, what hope was there for the rest of us?
I just wanted her to be happy, but now...
She'll be so pleased the shop is open, that we're running it the way she wanted.
I hope she is. But it seems such a small thing.
No. The pigs are staying, the farm shop's open... Bridge Farm's starting to feel like Bridge Farm again.
You're right. I was looking at the pictures of the baby before you came. I've got them on my phone.
So have I. He's a cutie, isn't he?
It's sad there isn't one of him and Helen, but... Oh, he's a little miracle.
He is.
He's here. That's the important thing. Mm. That's all the hope we need.
So... You're all packed, then?
I'd rather be ready for when they come for me.
Of course.
We both are. Look at the baby, Gran.
Oh, he's got a lovely, colourful sleep suit.
Is that one of the ones your mum sent?
Yes. I thought it'd be nice for him to look smart on his first journey into the outside world.
Very smart indeed.
Even if it's a short one. Would you pick him up, Gran, and give him to me?
What? Yes, of course. Come along, little one.
Then Grandad can see how smart you are.
Here you are.
I'm sorry about this morning, Gran.
Oh, honestly, Helen, it doesn't matter.
No, it does. I've no reason to be angry with you. Or the baby.
We know you're under a lot of strain.
No excuse. Oh, and I meant to say, I asked the MBU manager about registering the birth.
Oh, yeah. What did she say?
A registrar will come to the unit, so I can do it there.
So you've decided on a name?
Oh. Yes. I know Mum will want to hear that.
So, what is it?
John Anthony.
John Anthony?
Yep. After you and John.
That's... I don't know what to say.
But I didn't want Johnny to think I'd stolen his name, so... I thought we could call him Jack.
Jack?
After your Jack, Gran. Jack Willie. He couldn't have been a kinder grandfather to me.
Oh, Helen. He would be so pleased.
My son is going to have the names of three good men. My grandfather, my father, my brother. John Anthony Archer.
Thank you. For the latest Archers news, features and insights, go to our blog at bbc.co.uk/archers.